Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Curaçao, the smallest nation at this tournament and playing in their first ever FIFA World Cup, have picked up a historic first point after holding Ecuador to a 0-0 draw. And its goalkeeper Eloy Room is the hero, with 15 saves to help his side bounce back from a 7-1 loss to Germany in their tournament opener, one victory over Ivory Coast. And the Netherlands put 5 past Sweden, with Brian Broby and Cody Gakpo both scoring doubles. This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you stories on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
Curaçao is shocked, Ecuador! An extraordinary point for Dick Advocaat. A historic performance for Eloy Room. Curaçao 0, Ecuador 0. One of the most shocking World Cup results in recent memory.
For a country of just 158,000 people, this was a result to remember. Curaçao held Ecuador to a 0-0 draw in Kansas City, earning the first World Cup point in the nation's history. And at the centre of it all was goalkeeper Eloy Room. His 15 saves frustrated Ecuador all game long and helped deliver one of the biggest surprises of the tournament so far.
Eloy Room! He is a hero in Curaçao.
Curaçao came into the game. Their manager, Dick Advocaat, said the best way to get a result against Ecuador would be to see them reduced by 4 men. They've been up to this task.
The 37-year-old finished just one save short of the World Cup record of 16, set by US goalkeeper Tim Howard against Belgium back in 2014's World Cup in extra time. And just to clarify that, that's a World Cup record for a 90-minute match. For those of you wondering, saves have only been officially recorded as a World Cup statistic since 1966. And for veteran coach Dick Advocaat, it was a remarkable turnaround. The 78-year-old, the oldest coach in the World Cup history, watched his side respond in an electric match after their 7-1 defeat to Germany in their opener. And rest assured, the celebrations didn't stop after the final whistle. Curaçao is part of the Kingdom of Netherlands, and after the match, the players were joined by King William Alexander, Queen Maxima and Princess Ariane. SBS Dutch spoke with Dick Advocaat afterwards, who said meeting the royal family became one of the highlights of the evening.
Yeah, naast het gelijke spel was dat wel eigenlijk het hoogtepunt van de avond.
Yeah. Yes, besides the draw, that was actually the highlight of the evening. Yes, the people were so genuine. They came in with so much joy on their faces. First the king and then the queen and then his daughter, and she immediately joined in the festive revelry. Because with us, that music is always on. Yes, and immediately dancing with the players. Yes, that was truly a moment of truth for me. How they are in real life. They're real people.
To help put this result into perspective, I spoke with Malaysia's national footballer and captain of the women's team, Steffi Sajkor, who's better known as Steffi Sidhu.
To be honest, I'm so happy for Curaçao because having 150k population in the country and to be representing in the World Cup and to be having still hope to qualify to the next round is great news for across our country, because basically it's not easy to be playing against Ecuador. Ecuador is like a strong team.
And it's actually really hard to overstate just how significant this is for Curaçao. There's still plenty to play for. If they can beat the Ivory Coast in their final group match on Friday, they could still reach the knockout stage. So for Steffi Sidhu, this story hits close to home. Malaysia has never qualified for a men's or women's World Cup, so she understands what moments like this mean for players and supporters. Now, speaking of teams making a statement, Japan certainly did that against Tunisia earlier. Before the match, Steffi predicted a Japanese victory.
I'm hoping for Japan to win after this, definitely. 3 points, that's good enough.
And she wasn't wrong. Despite missing key players like Kaoru Mitoma and Takumi Minamino through injury, Japan produced one of the most compelling performances of the tournament so far, winning 4-0. And it was Daichi Kamada who opened the scoring just 3 minutes into the match. The midfielder had already made headlines after scoring a late equaliser against the Netherlands earlier in the tournament.
Body and his momentum going against the grain. To be able with that placement, that power, that accuracy, to go all the way back, to lift it, just without.
Japan then took control through Ayase Ueda, who scored twice, once in the first half and again late in the second.
He's driving forward, surely it has to be! Three for Japan!
Ito Junya added Japan's third goal midway through the second half as Tunisia struggled to contain the Samurai Blue attack. One interesting detail about Ueda, he currently plays in the Eredivisie, the top professional football league in the Netherlands. Away from the game itself, I also spoke to Steffi about one of Japan's most admired traditions at major tournaments, where supporters help to clean the stadiums after the matches.
I mean, I respect Japan, the Japanese for this, because they've been doing that since day one, and they've been doing it still now. It's literally clean. Like, you know, when they came in, like, I think it's before and after, it's the same. So I guess, like, it's a big kudos to the Japanese players for having that actually very good habit. You know, I hope we all could actually have that same habit as well.
Meanwhile, Germany are through to the knockout stage. Their 2-1 win over the Ivory Coast means the four-time champions have reached the tournament's second round for their first time since 2014. And the Netherlands enjoyed a dominant 5-1 victory over Sweden. Brian Broby and Cody Gakpo both scored twice in a performance that underlined Dutch attacking depth. For Sweden, it was a difficult night, their heaviest World Cup defeat since 1950. In fact, the last time they conceded 5 goals in a World Cup match was at the 1958 final, when they lost 5-2 to Brazil. Now, if you'd like to catch up on all of today's highlights, you can head to SBS On Demand. And that's all for today. I'll be back with you on Tuesday with the latest from the World Cup, including Argentina against Austria, France taking on Iraq, Norway facing Senegal, and Jordan meeting Algeria. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.